All right, we're holding on Dalatama Bay's four lines from the bottom. And yesterday we started four lines from the top, now we're four lines from the bottom. Dalatama Bay's at the very end, yeah. Okay, so we discussed yesterday, the Mishnah had mentioned there's a Nazir Olam and there's a Nazir Shimshin. Nazir Shimshin, we said, never cuts his hair, but he's allowed to become Tameh Mes, like Shimshin, like the historical Shimshin. And Nazir Olam is, Nazir Olam cuts his hair every so often when it becomes heavy, and when he does, he brings his korbanos, and he's not allowed to become Tameh just like a regular Nazir. So, we discussed yesterday where we learned the concept of a Nazir Shimshin from. Basically, we learn it from the story of Shimshin. And ultimately, the Gemara says the concept that there is such a Nazirus is Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So now, the Nazir Olam Hechaksiv, okay, where does it say any place about a Nazir Olam?
So, a Nazir Shimshin, the Nazir, mother, during her pregnancy?
No, one second. The original case of Nazir Shimshin himself, was the Malach had told his parents he's going to be a Nazir and therefore his mother has to follow these rules even during her pregnancy. So we discussed yesterday a lot the pros and cons of, now just the Malach declaring that he's a Nazir doesn't have any effect in Halacha. So is it that just the Malach declared him a Nazir and that's it? It doesn't really in that sense have an effect in Halacha. Basically, I mean, he was keeping the certain of the rules of a Nazir, but there's no actual, but he wasn't actually legally a Nazir, so to speak. Or is it that his father, after he was born, declared him a Nazir, which a father has the ability to do that in Halacha, and then after he was bar mitzvah, he took it on himself. We mentioned in particular the Rebbe talks in a sicha and in Chelik Yudches about the idea that once Shimshin himself voluntarily accepted it after his bar mitzvah, then it would be similar to the idea when you take a child and make him a ger, where after his bar mitzvah, we learned from Ksubas that the kivin shehigdil shoachas, then and he accepts the mitzvahs on himself, and that's it. Then it's considered all along he's been a ger. This would be a similar idea. Retroactively, his nazirus goes back to when he was born. Okay. So, a nazir olam hechaksiv, where does it say anything about a nazir olam? That one on the base. No, that's by the bottom. Four lines from the bottom. Titania, so we learned in a braisa as far as a nazir olam as follows. Rebbe Omer, Avshalom nazir olam, haya? Rebbe says that Avshalom, the son of David, was a Nazir Olam. Shenemar, Vayehi Miketz Aboyim Shana. The pasuk says at the end of 40 years, what 40 years we'll discuss at the end of the story, right before the Mishnah, but at the end of 40 years, Vayomer Avshalom al HaMelech, so Avshalom says to the king, Elchana v'Avshalom es Nidrei asher nedarti l'Hashem b'chevren, let me go please and pay my neder, which I made a neder to Hashem, let me do that in Chevron. This is before the Mishnah was built. Now, how do we know a neder could mean anything? Stam neder, but pashtus means nazirus. Because otherwise, for one thing, if it was just a neder to bring a korban, let's say, we're learning now. Can we have the conversation later? Okay.
It's about the air conditioning. It's not too cold.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The pashtus. I mean, this is before the Beit Hamikdash was built, so you could bring korbanos anywhere. But if it was just that he made a neder, for example, to bring a korban, there'd be no particular reason to do it in Chevron more than any place else. Whereas if it's Nazirus, Stam Neder, Mashmalei Nazirus, then the fact that he says Neder without specifying, we would assume that it means Nazirus. Also, Tosafos says another reason is, since the Pasuk mentioned previously, before this, that Avshalom only cut his hair every so often, and that it weighed a lot, and so forth, why would he only cut his hair so often? Stam, because he's a Nazir. So, he says, let me go please and pay my neder that I made, a neder to Hashem, let me do it in Chevron. And then, of course, he uses that as he goes and uses that as the opportunity to start his revolt against David. But he was a Nazir, so David figured the thing is legit. And then where do we see that this Nazir Olam of Shalom, in this case, cuts his hair once every 12 months? Shenemar Vayehi Miketz Yomim L'Yomim. The pasuk says, at the end of days of days. And how do we know days means a year? V'yalef, yomim, yomim, bati arechayma. We make a gzeira shava of the word yomim from the din of bati arechayma, which the Pasuk mentions in Parashas Bahar, that if you sell a house in a walled, in a city that was walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, you have a year to buy it back, yomim ti yagulasai. And if you don't, then that's it. It permanently belongs to the other guy, and you don't get it back in your life. Of course, it's allowed up your
halacha. No, to cut your hair before
that. Oh, then when you that's the thing we're saying, because that's what we're saying. Rebbe is saying we learn from the Pesukim with Avshalom. Yes, Avshalom ended up being a Rasha and he rebelled against his father and so forth, but he was keeping the mitzvahs. by and large. And, you know, we don't, put it this way, if you were doing something wrong in connection with this whole thing of Nazirus, the Pasuk would say so. The fact that it doesn't, Adarabha, it means we can use him as a as an example, as an exemplar of what a Nazir Olam is. That's what we're saying. Yomim we learn by Xavier Shava. Because by Bate Orechaimer, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says Yomim. Yomim Tia Gulasa. And the Pasuk there in the following Pasuk explicitly explains that it means a year. So it says the word Shana. So therefore, Mahasim Yudbez Chodesh, Afkan Yudbez Chodesh. So therefore, just as there, it's 12 months you have to buy back the house. So here also it means every 12 months Shalom would cut his hair. And therefore, by analogy, any Nazir Olam cuts his hair once every 12 months.
Avram Avinu, when he was in Plishtim, it says
Yomim Rabim. Yomim Rabim, it says over there. Rabim, yeah. That's different. Rabim, just Rashi says over there that Yomim Rabim means it was more time than he had lived in Chevron. He lived in Chevron 25 years, he lived in Eretz Plishtim 26 years. Rabbi Naroyo, remember Galeach Achas Lamed Yom. The Rabbi Naroyo says no. Another Olam cuts his hair once every 30 days. When it says by Avshalom that he cut his hair once every Yomim, it means 30 days. Where we get 30 days, the Gemara will explain soon. Rabbi Yossi, remember Galeach Me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi says he cuts his hair once every Erev Shabbos. Shekein Matzinim, Bnei Malachim, Shemagachim Me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Because that's what we find. Princes, king's sons do that. They cut their hair every Erev Shabbos. So therefore, Avshalom, being a prince, would have done the same thing. Wait. We're going to talk about the Kohen angle on it soon. Relax. Okay. So, my time at the Rebbe. So, okay, what do we say Rebbe's reason is? We said Yalef and Bati Arechaima. Fine. We say he learns it from Bati Arechaima. Up there, the word Yomim means year. How could that be, though? But Rebbe himself says that the word Yomim there has a different meaning. The word Yomim has its literal meaning there of 2 days. Yomim, the plural can't be less than two. And Loshen Rabim means Yomim Shnayim, Rabim Shlosha, as the Gemara mentions in various places. And what does it mean? It means Rebbe holds like this. What do we say? So you have a year to buy back the house. And if you don't buy back the house during that year, it gets permanently gone. We know that. Rebbe says there's a minimum amount of time before you're allowed to buy back the house. You can only buy it back after 2 days from when you sold it. 2 days. So in other words, so you sold it on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You can buy it back on, you can't buy it back until Gimel Nissan, until 2 days back. And then, from then, you have until Rosh Chodesh Nissan of the following year. So we see that Rebbe himself is saying that the word, now that's not the halacha, by the way, but according to Rebbe, the word Yomim has its very literal meaning over there, 2 days. So how are you telling me all of a sudden by Avshalom you want to say Yomim means a year? The answer is, Ha'gzeir Shavah Mishum Kovet Gomer. Fine, but after all, yes, he has the Gzeir Shavah, but where B'chlal are we getting this whole concept that the Nazir Olam of Shalom cuts his hair every so often? Is the Pasuk says his hair was heavy on him. Whatever the Lashon HaPasuk is over there, then he would cut it. Over Shnei Yomim, like a Kovet, 2 days growth of hair is not that heavy. So therefore, in other words, yes, you have the Gzeir Shavah, but the Gzeir Shavah is not going to take away the pashtus of the Pasuk. The pashtus of the Pasuk is that he would cut his hair only when it felt heavy and uncomfortable. It can't mean 2 days, so therefore, of necessity, it has to mean the other meaning of Yomim that is in connection with Bati Arechaima. Rebbe, in other words, agrees that the word Yomim has the meaning of a year over there, Yomim Tia Gula. So he just says it has a double meaning. I mean, 2 days as well as it means a year. Since 2 days won't work for Avshalom, then you're left with a year. Why? I have a different pasuk where yomim means 2 years. By him, it's shenasayim yomim. The beginning of Parshas Mikates. After 2 years, it's shenasayim yomim. Yeah, 2 years. So maybe it means that Shalom only cut his hair once every other year. It does say yomim. By him, it's shenasayim yomim. The answer is, yeah. Donin yomim she'eni mahim shanim mi yomim she'eni mahim shanim. Yes, but if you're going to make a Gzeir Shava, you're going to make between two places where it says yomim without the word shanim in connection with it. So, namely, by Avshalom, my vayimikates yomim liyomim, and by the Bati Yerachaima yomim tiyagulase. The al yechiyach there, you can't prove from the story of Yosef sheyeshim eshanim, where it mentions shnasayim yomim. Yes, shnasayim there modifies yomim, but yomim unmodified means a year. Okay, the em alamed yomim still. Okay, maybe you could argue that yomim means 30 days. The pasuk says when the Jewish people are complaining for meat, and the Eibush tells Moshe they're going to have meat until it's coming out their noses for a month. Ad chodesh yamim. So then you see that Yomim is Chodesh. Same answer, John and Yomim Sheinim Am Chadashim, Yomim Sheinim Am Chadashim. Same idea there, it says Chodesh together with Yomim. You can't prove from that pasuk about Kibbutz HaTaiva where it mentions Chodesh. The Eima Mehacha, how about a third possibility? Why don't we learn it from the story of Yiftach's daughter? So we know the basic story. Yiftach makes a neder before he goes to war against Bnei Ammon, and if he's successful, then the first thing that comes out of his house will bring the carbon. His daughter is the first one to come out. What am I going to do now? And he doesn't think of being matir neder. We learned in Tainis. We learned last year that the Gemara criticizes him him and also Pinchas. The Medrash actually criticizes both him and Pinchas very severely for the fact he didn't put aside his cupboard to go to Pinchas to be matir neder. Pinchas didn't put aside his cupboard to come and be matir neder. So that's actually the Gemara over there in Tainis seems to say that he actually brought her the carbon, because the Gemara mentions a certain pasuk from Yirmiyah about when the Navi is criticizing the people for offering their children as sacrifices to the idol, to Moloch. He says over there that the Eibishter says I never intended such a thing. And one of the cases that the Eibishter says I never intended is Yiftach, who told them to do such a thing. So the Gemara seems to Nemlon that he actually brought her the carbon. The Mefarshim on the pasuk over there in Shoftim discuss the issue: is it that he actually brought her the carbon, or is it just like she was secluded from then on? She has to live alone. She's never allowed to get married, etc. Either way, it was a terrible tragedy. Yeah. Anyway, the pasuk finishes off over there that miyamim yamima, from days to days, the Jewish girls, the Jewish women would go lefanes lebas Yiftach to mourn for or with the daughter of Yiftach. It depends on the two different meanings. If she was brought as a carbon, then from then on they would go to mourn what happened to her. And if it's that she's still alive, then they went to mourn with her or whatever. Abbas Yamim Vashana for four days every year, the pasuk says. So the Gemara is assuming over here, the 4 days of the year, the 4 days were probably split up evenly throughout the year. Once every 3 months, they would go for 1 day. So therefore you see Yamim Yamim means 3 months. So say that Yamim over here by Avshalom means 3 months. And again, the answer is done in yomim miyomim bein done in yomim miyomima. True, but the pasuk by Avshalom uses the word yomim. Here you're saying yomima. It's not exactly the same word. Whereas by Bati Arichayim, it's the same exact word. It's the same exact word yomim. By the way, Rav Levick has in Lechut Levi Yitzchak in one of his explanations on a passage from Zohar, he has incidentally he goes into a bit of a tangent and discusses our Gemara over here, Afi Kabbalah, the deeper reason why the Gemara wants to make a comparison between Nazir and Bater Rechoma, and then why the comparison with Bas Yiftach. He has a long explanation over there about the idea, among others. The idea is that with Bater Rechoma, the year represents the year, the regular year that we go through. The 2 days that Rebbe is saying you have the minimum that you can't buy back during those 2 days, the 2 days represent Rosh Hashanah, the two first days of the year. As far as Bas Yiftach, he has a long explanation over there that she represents Malchus, and therefore that the tragedy that happens to her in the story over there represents the tragedy of what happens to Malchus in our world, how Malchus of Eibishter is like, and Knesset Yisrael, which is also symbolized by Malchus, is very low. And therefore the Jewish women go to mourn for it 4 days a year. The 4 days, he says, represent the four fast days that we fast every year that have to do with the Churban. The Tzum Gedalia, Atzeret B'Tevis, Shivas B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. Anyway, and then the connection with the Nazir because of the hair. Anyway, it's a long, deep Kabbalistic explanation. Anyway, so the grass, my nafkamina. Why? You're telling me just because one place it says yomim and the other place the word is a little bit different, yomim ma, you're telling me you can't make a gzeir shava? V'atana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava kain uva kain, zui shiva, zui bia. You have an example, atana dvei Rabbi Shmuel says that we make a gzeir shava between the word v'shav and the word uva, even though those aren't even the same shurish. Namely, this is talked about by tzaras of houses. The pasuk outlines the details of tzaras of houses. It doesn't give a lot of the details. A lot of the details are filled in from Torah Shabbat Peh. One of them is that you can have a situation where after 2 weeks, you can have a situation where after 2 weeks of the house being closed up with Saras, the Saras is still there. What do? You don't tear down the house at this point. You give it one more week. Just like at the end of the first week, if the tzaraas is spreading, the pasuk says over there that the kohen comes and peels off the plaster and replaces the stones, etc., and then we wait another week and see what happens. The same thing can happen at the end of the second week. Because the first time it says uvah ha-kohen, and the second time it says v'shav ha-kohen, we learn one from the other, that we learn by Gzeira Shavah that the same thing can happen at the end of the second week as could have happened by the end of the first week. Only if after the second week, when you replace the stones and the plaster and whatnot, and then the tzaraas comes back, then you tear down the house. So we see you make Gzeira Shavah between two completely different words. So why can't you make Gzeira Shavah between Yomim and Yomima? The answer is, Hanimili, Hechad Delekha Dedamilei. Yes, but you can do that when there's no other identical word to use. Yes, then we can use a word with a similar meaning, v'shav and uvav. Aval hechad de'ikad de'domilei, but where you have the identical word, where you have yomim available for v'zeta shavah, mid'domilei yalfinin, we would rather learn from something that's comparable to it, some of the exact same word, yomim, by bati arichayma, rather than learn from yomim ma, which is not quite the same word. Ikad Amri, and there's another reason why we can't learn from the story of Yiftach's daughter, because we know Yadin and the Kol Tlosin Yachin, the Kol Tlosin Yachin Chad Zimna. Who says that? You're assuming that it means one day every 3 months they would go to mourn for what happened to her. Who says that it was every 3 months one day? Dilma Abba Zimni B'Shata. Maybe it was just 4 days in succession every year. Inami Abba Yachin Chad Zimna, or for example, you could have 4 months between one time and the next, train Yachin Chad Zimna, 2 months, who says it was spaced out evenly during the year? Which, Mepharshim say, there could have been a logical reason for it. You could argue during the winter, for example, it might be harder for them to travel. So it makes more sense, therefore, that you'd have a longer time between from one time to the other during the winter, and then during the summer, you'd have shorter time. So the point is, therefore, fine. Even if you're going to argue that you would learn Gzeira Shavah from Yamima, fine. You're going to argue Yamima is close enough to Yamim, but you can't demonstrate from the pasuk whether it was actually 3 months or whether it was 4 months or 2 months or what have you. So you can't use that as any kind of definitive thing. Okay. So that explains Rebbe's shita that another olam cuts his hair once every 12 months. Okay. Then we said
that's a better answer.
Yeah, because we're the only thing we can use for Gzeira Shavah then is the Batei Arichayma. Rav Noroi Magaleh Achas L'Shloshim Yom. We said Rav Noroi says that he cuts his hair, and by the way, each time that the Nazir Olam cuts his hair, we said he brings the Korbanos that a Nazir does at the end of his term. Effectively, in other words, a Nazir Olam is basically would be the equivalent of if somebody had said, I'm taking on myself a whole bunch of Nazirus in one after the other. So then he'd be each time in between, he cuts his hair and he shaves his hair and brings the carbon in. Yeah. Okay, so we said Rav Noroi says he cuts his hair once every 30 days. He shaves once every 30 days. Oh, so that's actually, Mepharshim discussed the question. When we say he cuts his hair once every 12 months or 30 days or a week or whatever, does it mean he has to do it every 12 months or what have you? Or if it feels heavy and uncomfortable, then he can do it. And every time he does, he grabs. The halacha is according to the opinion that he has to. Yes. So every 12 months, he has to cut his hair and bring his karbanos. Yeah.
But less than 12 months?
Less than 12 months, no.
Do it once.
No. So the same way as a regular nazir is not allowed to cut his hair within the 30 days. And if he does, by the way, you know, I didn't mention when we started the Masechta, but a very important thing that we're going to talk about, it'll be in tomorrow's Gemara, it'll be in various places throughout the Masechta, is that a Nazir can, we talked about it in connection with a Nazir Tamei, that he ends up losing the time that he already kept, he has to start all over, and in the case of a Nazir who gets his hair cut in the middle, depending on the circumstances, he can lose some of the time also. But you can never, the Gemara, we'll talk about it later in the Masechta, that you can never have less than 30 days between one haircut of a Nazir and the next one. So suppose that the hair gets cut halfway through his Nazirus, then he's going to have to keep another 15 days in order to, yeah. Okay, so Rav Noroi says, Magalei Chachas L'Shloshim Yom, my timer, what's Rav Noroi's reason? The reason is, Gabbai Kohenim Mishum De'ikha Kovet, because we see that when it comes to Kohenim, that their hair is considered to be heavy after 30 days. Therefore, they're not allowed to grow their hair more than 30 days and then do the Avodah. Achanami Ikha Kovet, so the same logic is in our case also. After 30 days is enough to be considered heavy and uncomfortable. The Tosfos asked the question, what do you need to go to Kohenim? A regular Nazir himself, the next Mishnah is going to tell us, and we're going to discuss, a regular Nazir is 30 days. So why don't you just say, fine, a regular Nazir is 30 days. A Nazir Olam is also 30 days. What do you need to drag in Kohenim for? The reason is, Tosfos says, because a regular Nazir is just a temporary Kedusha. A Nazir Olam, by definition, is a permanent Kedusha. He's a Nazir for the rest of his life. A Kohen is also a permanent Kedusha. Therefore, the Gemara feels it's more logical to learn the Nazir Olam from the Kohen. Which brings in then a question from Rabbi Akiva Eger and Gilyon Ashas. What's Tosfos even asking, Rabbi Akiva Eger says? I mean, the reason why a Nazir Olam is finished after 30 days is because the Hatchila, he only said a Nazirus for 30 days. Or because he says Stam Nazirus, and we say Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Of course, when his Nazirus is over, he cuts his hair. What's another Olam? His Nazirus never ends. Why should we even think to learn from a regular Nazir? Rabbi Kim Hagel leaves it as a question. Okay. So that's where Rabbi Nahuroi gets his 30 days. Then we sort of Yosi Yom and Galeach Me'erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos, that he cuts his hair once every 30 days. Well, not once every week, once every week on Friday. So then the question becomes, okay, you're telling me that the Rabbi Yossi is saying the reason why is because princes cut their hair every 7 days, so therefore, fine, you can argue that for somebody who's used to cutting his hair every 7 days, then after 7 days it already feels, heavy, so therefore, fine, because Rabbi Yossi is saying that the heaviness is sort of a subjective thing, maybe. For somebody who's used to getting a haircut every 7 days, then yeah, 7 days growth of hair is already heavy. Okay, but then the question is, fine, but then what's the difference between Avshalom and all his brothers? The Pasuk is making a big deal about that every so often he would cut his hair and weigh in, etc. If he cut his hair on the same schedule as his brothers, then what's the Pasuk making a big deal about it? So, okay, I mean, you know, Tosfos points out, okay, there is, the obvious difference is that he would have to bring korbanos every time he cuts his hair and his brothers don't. But as far as the haircut itself, the Pasuk doesn't mention anything about the korbanos. The Pasuk just says when he would cut his hair. In that, there doesn't seem to be a difference.
Look at the table, like it's
exactly, yeah. The Rosh also discusses. I mean, the Gemara could have answered also that we talked about yesterday. We said, is it that the Nazir Olam shaves his hair completely?
Yeah.
Is it that he shaves his hair completely, or just makel that he only cuts off like the extra what's heavy and uncomfortable? So in that case, you could argue that's another difference. Then the princes can cut their hair however they want. He, Dafka, they have to make up a towel, but okay, they're not going to shave their hair completely either. If we say that he doesn't completely shave, he just lightens it by trimming it with scissors, fine, then he's going to be exactly the same as them.
Question.
So that's the question. So, yeah. Anyway, the answer is, Gemara says, Yom Tov Shechali is Bam to Shabbos. Fine, there could be a difference. What if Yom Tov comes out in the middle of a week? So Yom Tov starts on Wednesday, for example. So on Tuesday, and now his brothers all took a haircut the previous Friday, but they're again going to take a haircut on Tuesday, the covered Yom Tov. Whereas he can't, he's a Nazir Olam. And also, Dachui Megalchin, so that his brothers shave, he can't shave because it's not yet a week. Inami, or another difference there could be is min safra de mali shabbat. What about would he be allowed to take his haircut on Friday morning? Achui megalchin, his brothers, sure they can take their haircut the first thing in the morning already. There's nothing stopping them. Iulei megalech ad panya, he can't take the haircut until later in the day because he has to bring his korbanos first, and then it takes time to bring the korbanos. Also, actually, there's two things involved over here. Number one is there is the matter of bringing korbanos. So the Rosh says when we say ad panya doesn't literally mean panya, usually means the evening. It doesn't literally mean until the evening, it just means later in the day, enough time to bring his korbanos. There are mafarshim who say, though, that it actually means late in the day. And they say it's the same logic as, for example, when a person is sitting shiva, Rahman al-Athman. If they're shiva, we say they don't get up until close to Shabbos. Suppose that the seventh day is Shabbos itself. They don't get up, or regardless, whatever. They get up very close to Shabbos. If it's only close to Shabbos, then you can say that the Shiva is suspended. Similarly, over here, if he's essentially only supposed to be cutting his hair every Friday, mitzad covered Shabbos, because it feels uncomfortable, then it should have to be as late in the day as possible. Whereas his brothers can take a haircut any time during the day. So that would be the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so the bottom line is you have these three opinions. The halacha is like Rebbe's opinion that a Nazir Olam cuts his hair once every 12 months. Okay. Now, at the beginning, when we started talking about the story of Avshalom, we mentioned that it was at the end of 40 years, right? That Avshalom tells the king, let me go to Hebron, and there he starts his rebellion. So what 40 years are we talking about? can't mean in the 40th year of David, because we find the story with Absalom's rebellion is in Shmuel Beis. It finishes in Perek Yud Ches over there. Absalom gets killed and the rebellion disperses, and then you have afterwards Yud Ches and Chaf as the aftermath of it, whatever. But then you still have after that in the Pesukim, you have four more Perekim that describe other events in David's reign. The Gemara assumes, and the Seder Olam also talks about, that it's chronological. It's not these events in the last four Prokhim over there happen at some earlier time, and the Pasuk is just sticking them in every year. No, they all happen after the story with Absalom, or maybe one of them during it, whatever, but there's as follows. In Perek Chafal up there, it describes a three-year famine that there was in Eretz Yisrael. At the end of it was the whole story with the Givonim that we learned a few months ago in Yevamos. You have Perek Chav Beis, okay, is David's Shira, fine, that's not an event. Perek Chav Gimel is David's last words and a list of his officers, fine, also not an event. Perek Chav Dalet, then, is the story of David sending Yoav to count the Jewish people and the plague that resulted from it, and then the Eibishter telling David to go to the granary of Aravna Hayavusi and then bring a carbon over there, and that became the site of the Bismillah. Because you can't count the Jewish people directly. You can only count using Matzah Shekel or something. You count them directly, right? And then you have one more event that happened in David's reign, one more major event, which is, it's mentioned in Divrei Hayamim, that in David's last year of his kingship, in his 40th year, he set up the Mishmaros, the official Mishmaros of Kohanim and Levim. So therefore, so you have then 4 or 5 years after Absalom's revolt. So it can't possibly be in David's 40th year. So what 40 years are we talking about? It means It means at the end of 40 years from when they asked for a king. Here's a chart to help follow. Basically, Rashi and Tosfos both make the calculation over here slightly differently, but let's stick with Tosfos' calculation. The Gemara also mentions it in a couple of other places. Okay, so you have as follows. So Mishkan Shiloh is destroyed, and the Plishtim take the Aron, etc., near the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, and Shmuel becomes the last shofar to the Jewish people. A few years pass, it's in his 10th year now, and the Jewish people ask him for a king. We want a king, l'shofteinu k'chol ha'goyim, and Shmuel is very upset, and the Ebeshe tells him it's not just they're rebelling against you, they're actually rebelling against me as well. Okay, so what happens? So Shmuel tells them, okay, I hear you, fine, I'll get for you a king. We'll have to find the right candidate. Go home and we'll see how things develop. The following year, so now we're in the middle of Shmuel's 11th year of leadership, Shaul becomes king. He's king for 2.5 years. After 2 years of him being king, Shmuel passes away. And 4 months later, Shaul is killed in battle. So far then now at this point, from when they asked for a king until Shaul was killed in battle, you have about three and a half, almost 4 years. Now begins David's kingship. When we say over here 40 years, what we mean is in the beginning of the 40th year since they asked for a king. So you have, therefore, the 4 years that are the year they asked for a king and the two and a half years of Shaul. Then you have at the beginning of the 36th year of David, so now it's the beginning of the 40th year since then, 2881 to 2920, then Absalom starts his revolt. What's the connection then? Why is the Pasuk making that connection? So either Rashi says that the idea is Absalom knew that David's kingship is destined to run for 40 years. He made the mistake of thinking that those 40 years count from when they first asked for a king. He didn't realize that it only starts from when David actually was actually crowned king. So therefore, he's off by 4 years. The other possibility that other Mepharshim talk about the connection is that the Rosh says it started off that they rebelled against Hashem by saying we don't want Hashem as our king, we want a human king. And now at the end of 40 years, they ended up rebelling against David as well. So like one rebellion led to the other, kind of. By the way, there's a part in the Yerushalmi that says that in the following generation after that, we know that 10 of the Shevatim rebelled against David. They appointed against Rechavim, rather, whatever, against Malchus Beis David, and appointed Yerovam as their king. And at that point, they also rebelled against the Eibishter. They set up the Egle Azov, etc. And the Yerushalmi says, what's going to happen in order for Mashiach to come? It has to be that the Jewish people reaccept the Eibishter and David. That's what we say in Kiddush Levono, Victorus Hashem Elokeinu Bez David Malchum.
Accepting the Eibishter without accepting it as David.
is not enough. Apparently, is the idea. Yeah.
How do you accept David?
We accept that. We accept that David is the legitimate kingship of the Jewish people, and we're not going to have any other. Not Yeravam or his type, not the Chashmonaim or their type, not that the kind of king we want is Mashiach.
And you'll have to prove that he's a descendant
of David Amalek? Yeah, that's another matter, yeah. Okay. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Oysa Shona, Shashol Alehan Melech, the year when the Jewish people asked for a king, Hishnas Etzel Shmuel Aramasi. That was the 10th year of Shmuel's leadership, and that brings us to the calculation that we said, that from there till the end of Shaul's kingship is about 4 years, and then from there you have 36 years of David, or the beginning of the 36th year, and that gets us to the 40th year. Okay. Mishnah says, Stam Nezirus Lamed Yoim. Unspecified Nazirus is for 30 days, meaning if a person just says, I'm a Nazir, without specifying for how long, then it's 30 days. Okay. The Gemara says, Menani Mili, how do we know that? Amar of Masna, Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Kadosh Yiyah, he shall be holy, which Yiyah, the Gematria plus in Havu, the word Yiyah is Gematria 30. Which, okay, the Rosh points out over here, this isn't a real limud, this is only an asmachta. You know, we say every day, we say the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatar and Adreshes Behen, Gematria is not on the list over there. The Gematria is not really an official way of learning out halachas from Sukkim. We can use it as a drasha. We can use it as an asmachta. The actual thing is halacha Moshe Mitzinai. The Ramah, by the way, has a very interesting take on it in one of his Sfarim called Torah Sa'ola. He says, what's the whole reason behind a person becoming a Nazir in the first place? The ideal reason behind it is, like we learned yesterday with the story of Shimon HaTzadik and the Nazir, is a person realizes that he's too far over in one direction of doing the wrong thing, drinking wine, or being obsessed with his appearance or whatever, and therefore temporarily he needs to go to the other extreme. Like the Rambam describes in Hilchos Deos, that you do that, you go to the other extreme for a while till you get used to it, and then you're able to settle in the middle. So what happens? The Rambam says, generally speaking, we find in various places in halacha that how long does it take something to be considered a regular habit? 30 days. That's why, for example, with Masha Baruch Merda Geshem, once you've said it for 30 days, yeah. So therefore, So therefore, what's the word? And so now, the Pasuk doesn't say that the Nazir is Kaddish. It says Kaddish Yiyah. He will be holy. How will he be holy? That's why we're saying that the word Yiyah is Gematria 30. After behaving as a Nazir for 30 days, then he'll be able to be holy by being in the Derech Hamitzua, by being in the middle path. And therefore, that's why, and that's what we mean. That's the deeper meaning. He says, or when we say over here that Yiyah is Gematria 30. By Pada Omer, Keneged Nazir Nidrei Hamur Matura Lamet Chosa Achas. It's connected the fact that there's 30 times in the Torah that it says words of the root Nazir. Or not 30, 29 rather. 29 times in Parashat Nazir over there that it says 29 times that it uses the word Nazir. Or actually Rashi says Nazir. Or Rashi says Nazir, Lahazir, whatever, Nizrael, whatever. Also the word Nazir, Rashi says. You have to count as well all the times when it says Nazir in that Parashat. Now there is, if you count them, there's actually 30. But one of them is actually the word ki nezer ala kav al roshay, but the word nezer over there has nothing to do with the word nezerus. The word nezer means a crown. He's not allowed to cut his hair because it's the crown of the Eivishter on his head. So once you subtract that, which doesn't have a meaning of nezerus, then you're left with 29.
There are actually
30. You take a nezer ala kav al roshay, right. That's why he uses the expression lamed chaser achas, because really you have 30, but you have to subtract nezer ala kav al roshay, yeah. I saw, by the way, somebody pointed out there's a couple of other interesting things that relate to a nazir also. There's 29 times in the Torah that it says that it mentions wine. There's also 20, also the connection with a nazir that he stays away from wine. Also 29 times that it mentions in the Torah the word znuf, which the idea, as we said yesterday, by the nazir with Shimon HaTzadik, is that he's going to get trapped into znuf because of his looks, and therefore, yeah. So, the question is, Rav Masna Nami Nelef Minozim Nizra, knew why does Rav Masna need the gematria of the word Yiyah? Let him use the number of times that it says Nezer and Nizra, like my father does. The answer is, Amalach, because Rav Masna will tell you.
What? 29.
We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that soon, the difference between the 30 and the 29. Wait. But wait, why doesn't Rav Masna like my father's drasha? Amalach, Havula drasha, because after all, some of those words you need for drashas. You need them to learn halachas of another. For example, Miyayin Veshecho Yazir, we said the other day, Lesu Yein Mitzvah Yein Rishuz, that we learned from that just as you're also in optional drinking of wine, you're also in drinking wine for a mitzvah, like Kiddush or Abdullah. We learn from that that one nezirus can go on top of another nezirus. Meaning, for example, let's say a person says, suppose a person first says, "I'm a nazir today," meaning from today for the next 30 days, and then he says again, "I'm a nazir." That means, we learned this in Nedarim, it means that he's going to have to keep two terms of Nazirus. One that starts today and runs for the next 30 days, and another one that's sort of hanging over there in suspense until he finishes the first one and then he can take on the second one. So therefore, so some of those, so you want to tell me there's 29 times it says the Shodosh of Nazir over there? Fine, but at least two of them we need for Jerusha, so you're down to only 27. The woman about how to answer. Look, he says, look, fine, okay, I agree with you. Some of them we need for Dirashas. But do we need all of them to Dirashas? No, inevitably, there's got to be one of those 29 that we're not dashing anything from. No, since we have then one that's not necessary to dash in any particular din from, so that one is extra. Once we say that one is extra, we can say all of them, not really extra. Some of them are doing double duty. All of them are going towards the count of 29. Some of them are also used to learn out individual dinim of another. Okay. Gemara says Tanan. Okay, now let's look at this. Let's look at what our mission says. So what do we have so far? We have, according to Barpada, it comes out that Nezirus essentially should be 29 days, and according to Ramasna, it should be essentially 30. So Tanan, Stam Nezirus, Shloshim Yayim. Our Mishnah says that Stam Nezirus is for 30 days. So it works out good according to the Masna that yes, we want to be 30. El Bapada Kasha. What does Bapada do with that?
Why don't you say something that I find like
Masna
Kasha and Bapada Kasha?
Well, near the pasuk says Aboyim, and then it says the Mitzvah. Well, that's actually, I mean, the Gemara mentions in Matthew that it's in Mitzvah Hasoichim LaAboyim. It means the number after which you'll reach 40, which means 39. The Rambam seems to put it a little bit differently. The Rambam says that essentially Midaraita should be 40, but the Chachamim said maximum 39 in order that you don't accidentally give one extra one.
And we said a reverse there, 25 or at least
30. That's what we're going to talk about in a minute, yeah. Okay. Amalach Bapada. So Bapada can answer you like this. I did the Ika Yom Tzlosin. Yes, it's true. There are 29 complete days of Nezirus, but what do you do? On the 30th day is the day when you shave, or maybe Kobanosev, and then bring the Kobanosev. Mishamachi, Tana Shloshim. That's why the Mishnah mentions 30. Meaning, in other words, so you take on Nezirus on Aleph Nissen, you're going to keep it through Chav Tes Nissen, 29 complete days. On the morning of Lamed Nissen, you're going to come and bring your Kobanosev. That's the 30th day. So, in other words, yeah, so you have 29 complete days of Nezirus, and then you have the 30th day when you bring it. Okay. Tanan, the mission, the Gemara says, let's consider. Later on in the Masechta, in the next parak, we have a case. Misha Omer Harini Nazir, if somebody says, just unspecified, I will be a Nazir, the third parak actually, somebody says, I will be a Nazim, Galeach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, then he should do his hair cutting. And by the way, the word Giluach over here, throughout the Masechta over here, a lot of times when we talk about the whole process that a Nazir goes through at the end, shaving his hair and bringing his Korbanos and the whole rigmarole, the shorthand that we use for it is the Galeach. Because that's the centerpiece of it is that he shaves off his hair. We're going to have throughout the Masechta, we're going to have one person in the Galeach, another one, etc. For example, it doesn't mean that he actually shaves his hair. It means that he brings his Korbanos on his behalf. Okay. So the Mishnah says that Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, that he does the whole end of Nezirus process on the 31st day. So B'Shleim L'Rav Masna Nicha, according to the Masna, fine, I understand. You have to have 30 whole days of Nezirus from Aleph through Lamed, and then Lamed Aleph is when you bring your Korbanos and shave your hair. El Bapada Kasha, but according to Bapada, what do you mean the 31st day? According to him, you have 29 days of Nezirus, and the 30th day you bring your Korbanos. The answer is Amalach, but Amalach Bapada. Yes, but Bapada can answer you. Aim a safer. Look at the end of the same Mishnah. Im Gilach L'Yom Shloshim Yotza. Yes, the Mishnah continues, if the Dieved he was Megaleach on the 30th day, then he's Yotza. So therefore, you see that, yes, it's possible to do the Giluach on the 30th day. So, say from Messiah Lay. So what is it? Let's understand the Mishnah as follows. The end of the Mishnah clearly supports your Bapada's opinion. You can do the Giluach on the 30th day. Namely, you can have 29 complete days, and the 30th day is the day of Giluach. Reisha. So why is it in the Reisha that the Mishnah is saying, L'chatchila, you should only do it on the 31st day? Nase ka'oimer shleimin. Because we picture it, We we picture it as if he said 30 complete days. Meaning, in other words, like this. Normal Nazirus runs for 30 days. So therefore, without specifying, we said that's what our Mishnah said. Stam Nazirus Shleishim Yom. So therefore, if a person were to say, I will be a Nazir for 30 days, which is actually a later case that the Gemara is going to bring up. If a person stam says I'm going to be a Nazir, then we say 30 days, then we say Hachilah the 31st day, Vidyevah the 30th day. But if he says, I will be a Nazir for 30 days, then by explicitly mentioning 30 days, means he's not allowed to do the Giluach on the 30th day. He has to do it on the 31st day. Now what happens? It's very easy to confuse the situation where somebody said, I'll be a Nazir, without specifying, where it's 30 days, versus the case where the person actually said, I'll be a Nazir 30 days. Very easy to confuse those two cases. And in the second case, he won't be allowed to shave on the 30th. Therefore, we make a Zera Dirabbanan that in all cases, we're going to make him, L'chatchila, do his Giluach on the 31st. On the 31st.
Yes.
So Bidiyevet, so Midaraisa, the fact is, he didn't say, Midaraisa, the fact is, according to Bapadar, Nazirus is only 29 days, he can bring his Karbanas on the 30th, therefore Bidiyevet, if he does it on the 30th, then fine. L'chatchila, the Rabbanan would rather that in order to avoid that kind of confusion between just saying stam versus saying explicitly 30 days, the Rabbanan tell him to begin with, wait till the 31st day. The Rosh brings over here that there's two different possible gersais over here. One is that the Nasek Ha'Omer Shleimim, that if he just says Harini Nazir, we consider it as if he said 30 days, and it was the Zer de Rabbanan, or that it's the case where he actually said 30 days.
So the Tanakhama is the opinion of the first.
No, so not the Tanakhama. So the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak, when it says, so our Mishnah is equivocal. It says Shtam Nazir Shleishim Yom. It could mean that you actually do the Giluach on the 30th day, or it could mean 30 complete days, and you do it the 31st. The Mishnah in Perek Gimel, when it says Achila, you should do the 31st day, but Yevet, it's fine if you did it on the 30th day. That fits
right.
Well with Bapada.
Our Mishnah
could fit with either one. Okay. Ulur of Masna, Kasha Sefer. So now you're back to the question then, according to the Masna, how is the Sefer of that Mishnah going to work? How, Bidiyevet, would you be allowed to do your Giluach on the 30th day, if according to the Masna, Midaraisa, Nazirus is 30 days, not like by Pada, that Midaraisa is only 29, and we're just adding the 30th day to be on the safe side? The reason is, Kasava Mixaseyim Kekulai. Yes, But Rav Masna will hold that we can say Mitzvahayim Kekulei. Part of a day is considered like the entire day.
So if he does it in the afternoon.
Meaning, therefore, yeah, if he does it, it doesn't even have to be in the afternoon. Think of when a person is sitting. Think of when a person is sitting shiva. He just sits a little bit in the morning, and then he gets up. Same idea over here. Yeah, as long as some part of the 30th day. So yes, L'chatchila he shouldn't rely on that. L'chatchila he should keep the entire 30th day, and only on the 31st is he going to go bring his karbanos. Bidiyevet, he can use this mitzvah same kolay business and say therefore that he'll do his giluach on the 30th day.
Then we have to be machmir on things deoraisa, and you think deoraisa.
But the deoraisa itself, you can say mitzvah same kolay.
You can.
The concept of mitzvah same kolay, since as long as he acted as another some part of that day, then that's enough. But you shouldn't do that.
Even for deoraisa.
Now, Barpada does not hold of that. Barpada does not hold of the same Kula business. Therefore, Barpada would say, if you were to do your Giluach on the 29th day, forget about it. No way. Because you can't take part of the 29th day is like the whole day. But if you, once you kept 29 complete days, yes, Midrabanan were adding a 30th day in order to avoid that confusion between unspecified versus specifying 30 days. But Bidiyevet, if you do it the 30th day, though, but it can't be earlier than the 30th day. We won't say Mr. Same Kula. Not in this connection.
What?
Say what? Shiva is Rabbanan. That's it. Shiva is Rabbanan. But the real issue is over here, actually. The Rosh points out there would be an actual practical difference between them in Halacha. I mean, so far, it doesn't seem there's an actual difference. Both of them are saying, well, you should do it the 30th, and Bidiyevet, if you did it the 30th, it's fine. But it comes out, actually, according to the Mitzvah Kekulei business, there is an actual practical difference, because we talked before about this idea of stira, that if a Nazir becomes Tameh during his period of Nazirus, then he loses all the time he kept so far, and he has to start all over. Now, what happened? Suppose that this nazir now becomes tamei after. Suppose this nazir becomes tamei on the 30th day. According to Bapata, midaraisa you only have to keep 29 days. It's only midrabanan we made him keep the 30th day, so he's in the clear. He has to wait till he becomes tahor. Fine, he has to go through paradam sprinkling, but he doesn't lose any part of his nazir. So as soon as his 7 days of tara are over, he can bring his korbanos. Whereas according to the Masna, since the 30th day itself is considered part of the Naziris, then if he becomes tamei, then that's it. He's toast. He has to start all over. Yeah, that becomes an actual real difference. The halacha, I believe, is like Rav Masna, but I don't know. We'll see. I guess when we get to the end of the sugya. Tanan, okay, let's consider the second case of that Mishnah. Hareini nazir shloshim yom. If he explicitly says I'm a nazir for 30 days, im gilach lo yom lamed lo yotza. That if he does the giluach on the 30th day, he's not yotza. So why is that? So according to Bapada, fine. Since there's no mitzvah yom kikuloi. So yes, if it was unspecified, it would have been 29 days. But since he said 30 days, it has to be 30 complete days. So therefore, there's no loopholes of mixed same kikulay. According to the Masnet, mixed same kikulay, what's the problem? The answer is ba'omer shleimin. Yes, but we're talking about, that Mishnah is talking about, he didn't just say 30 days. He said 30 complete days.
If he just said 30 days,
according to the Masnet, he would have been fine. But if he says shleimin, then even the Masnet will say that you can't do mixed same kikulay in that case. Yeah, he says Shleiman again. So that's what the Rosh discusses over here. Is it that he actually said Shleiman, or is it that we consider if he said 30 days, because he could have just said nothing. He could have just said I'm a Nazir, and it would mean 30 days. So once he specifies 30 days, then automatically that would mean we assume, we understand him by saying 30 days to mean that he wants to be machmir on himself to keep 30 complete days. Yeah. And no Mitzvayim Kukula, yeah. Let's stop over here.